I'm Cliff Albert. Tonight, there is a big event going on in San Diego that is focused on ways to find solutions to the divisions in our country today. It is the 34th Annual Peacemakers Awards Dinner, where the San Diego-based National Conflict Resolution Center recognizes local and national figures for their peacemaking efforts. I talked with Ashley Virtue, who's with the National Conflict Resolution Center.
The National Conflict Resolution Center's largest annual event, it's also our largest opportunity for fundraising to go to so many of our critical programs that serve our communities in need. And so we do that by honoring other individuals nationally and here in San Diego who have really contributed to peacemaking efforts through unique and innovative ways.
One of the honorees, a couple that many of us here in San Diego know, the Bernerskas. Tell us about that award.
That's right. We are honoring Rolf and Mary Bernerska for really their just incredible work locally and philanthropically for just a lifetime of giving, a lifetime of giving of their time as well as their resources to empower people who, you know, haven't had as many opportunities as others have. And I think they really embody what the ideal philanthropist looks like. So they're getting our philanthropy award.
Now, the local peacemaker honoree going to a group of people known as the Voices of Our City Choir. Many of us have seen them on TV, read about them. Tell us why you're honoring them specifically.
We're honoring the Voices of Our City Choir as our local honoree because of the incredible work the choir has done to reach out to underserved members of our neighborhoods, really our unsheltered neighbors. And we just love that they took this collaborative approach to bringing people together through music in this instance, but bringing people together from all walks of life to really bond and unify and work for a solution to the issue of homelessness here in our city.
The National Peacemaker Honoree is a author, a member of the University of California San Diego staff, a professor there, and New York Times bestselling author Barbara Walter. Tell us why you're honoring her.
Barbara Walter, Dr. Walter, is happens to be a local here to San Diego, but she is our national honoree this year because she has written a fabulous New York Times bestselling book called How Civil Wars Start and How to Stop Them. And she really has sounded the call for people to pay attention to what's happening with our democracy here in our country and to also really look at other examples around the world of where we've seen democracies fail and we've seen basically incivility create democracies to crumble, where people have become so polarized and so divided they cannot come together anymore. And I think there's a lot of people in our country who fear that that could be happening here. And so she brings this call to attention to the issue. She explains it in a way I think that is really understandable. And then she really provides solutions, which of course is what we are all about.
Yeah, the theme of this year's event is Bridging What Divides Us. So the National Conflict Resolution Center is much about that. Tell us what your goal is in terms of what the NCRC would like to see happen, not only at this event from a fundraising standpoint and the theme itself, but when you look ahead. And that's one of the things that I know the initiative, the Path Forward Initiative, has been about. But tell us more about that.
I think we all get the sense that we are more divided than ever as a society and as a nation. And so as the National Conflict Resolution Center, we have this theme this year of bridging what divides us, because we recognize that unless we can come together on issues, both large and small, we are not going to be able to sustain the incredible opportunities that we have right now in our country. And so we really are coming together, and through, I think, the examples our honorees are setting and also the work that the National Conflict Resolution Center is doing, we're demonstrating that no issue is too big to have a dialogue about. There are ways that we can come together even when we feel so polarized on certain things. And we really want to support the work that is going towards that movement. We really want to help empower people to feel like there truly is a solution to, I think, some of the frustration that we're all feeling right now in terms of how much hatred and tension is out there.
That's Ashley Virtue with the National Conflict Resolution Center. For more info, you can go to their website at ncrconline.com. That's ncrconline.com. I'm Cliff Albert, Cogo News.